Morocco kicks foreign workers out, but the gospel's still there. A church in St. Petersburg mourns the death of its pastor. And a ministry for children in West Africa expands its scope. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Wanting to prevent what's being called a conflict between religions, Moroccan officials have deported at least 100 expatriate Christians since March. Officials claim they had worked as missionaries under the guise of humanitarian aid workers. President of Sat7 USA, Rex Rogers, says God isn't surprised by this recent turn of events.
As people hear that traditional Christian witness or other foreign Christians are being asked to leave or deported, they think, oh no, there's no Christian witness left, or worse, there's no hope.
He says there is hope. There's a thriving national church and the ministry of Sat7, Christian satellite television for the Middle East and North Africa. Rogers says Sat7's purpose is to reach out to the local church.
That's biblical. That's theological. You encourage the saints. The saints, in turn, go out and witness to our friends and neighbors. Is evangelization also taking place? Well, of course it is. Anytime the word of God goes out in any form, it never returns in void.
Meanwhile, in St. Petersburg, Russia, loved ones mourn the loss of Pastor Yuri Golovin. Slavic Gospel Association is reporting the pastor was outside a church member's home planning to visit when he was attacked and beaten. His church member found him and called an ambulance, but Golovin died later at the hospital from his injuries. While there's no confirmed motive for the attacks, local drug addicts may have been responsible. Pray God will be seen in this tragedy. You're listening to Mission Network News. You know, every year more than 5 million kids die from waterborne diseases stemming from lack of access to clean drinking water, then die in wars. Every Child Ministry's John Rouster says that's not acceptable when it's so easy to stop.
We will be working in Ghana, West Africa, and we will be producing some filters to put in the children's home. And then also, we will be working in northern Uganda, where they are resettling the internally displaced people camp.
A water team will be in place for 7 weeks starting in mid-June. Another team goes in November.
We will be drilling wells and also producing water filters. And then also the repair of pumps, because once the pump breaks, no one knows how to fix it.
Literally, it's a cup of cold water in Jesus' name.
Jesus told us that he gives the living water. We can incorporate the gospel while we're drilling wells. We would have people also teaching both hygiene and about clean water in the villages.
Next, while Arab World Ministries and Pioneers USA officially announced their merger last week, they've been talking logistics for close to 2 years now. Executive Vice President of Pioneers Ted Essler says,
a number of our field leaders began to recognize that there was a lot of affinity between Arab World Ministries and Pioneers.
Their ministries and passion converge in two main areas. First, they're both excited about recent trends in the Arab world.
The growth of the church in the Muslim world over the last probably 10 to 15 years outpaces the growth that we've ever seen in history.
Secondly,
both organizations are really focused on church planting and wanting to see vibrant movements of churches planted among all cultures.
Together, they hope to impact even more souls for Christ. Essler's asking prayer for both ministries' faithful partners that
they would see that this coming together really enhances the ministry, and that they would continue to be supportive of that ministry, both in terms of prayer and in terms of financial resources.
And finally, join Wycliffe Bible Translators this summer, from first words to final printing in several of their translation projects. You can support 4 translation projects in Africa and Southeast Asia, or you can help train and equip mother tongue translators in Chad and Papua New Guinea. Or a third option is to aid in the final stage of printing in 3 language communities. And thanks to a matching grant, your support will have double the impact. Help many gain access to scriptures in their heart language for the first time. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Worshiping God is expected of every Christian. Well, M&N wants to make it easier with our exclusive E3 CD with your fiscal year-end gift. Get yours by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.